There is a question that's asked on the Awanisim. We say Awanisim, Arpurkan, Gvuros, Chuos, Yamukamos. So everything seems to make sense. We're thanking Hashem for all the brachas. Till you get to the end. The Awamukamas and for the wars. Why do we thank Hashem for the wars? Wars aren't good. The Yeshua after the war is what we're happy about. So first of all, we shouldn't be thanking Hashem altogether for the war. And second of all, it's surely out of order. We should say our milchamos, the awa chuos. They're thanking that war and that we won the war. But first we thank Hashem for being victorious, for the chuos, and then we thank Hashem for the milchamos. So I once saw an answer. I regretfully do not remember where I saw it. Can't tell you if it's who said it. Then he says as follows. There's a famous Chofetz Chaim, brings a mashal, that he says that a soldier in West Point, or wherever he's being a soldier, so if the question is, if their war breaks out, what does he feel? So if he was just drafted, he's basically a farmer, and he was drafted up, he's petrified, oy vey, war. But if he's a professional soldier, he went into it because he wants to be a soldier, he's thrilled that there's a war. Because when there's a war, there's an opportunity to grow, because you can get promoted. If there's no war, how are you supposed to ever get promoted? You start out as a plain, ordinary soldier. How do you move up? Maybe if you take 50 years, you sit, and day after day in courses, you can move up. But in war, Chofetz Chaim says, a lowly soldier can very quickly rise up to the ranks of being a general. Because in a war, you just have to show your bravery, show your skill, and you'll get promoted very quickly. You'll get honors, you'll get medals, and you'll get promotions. So a person whose dream is to be a professional soldier, to reach the level of being a general, he is thrilled that there's a war. So there's a kal vachomer. A war is dangerous. A war you have no control over. A war the enemy can beat you. They're also out to win. But the Melchemes HaYetzer, we believe, we have the deck stacked in our favor. Because there's a rule that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us a nisayon that we can't pass. So if Hashem gives us a war, it's good for us. Because we can guarantee pass it. And by passing the war, we quickly go up in higher and higher madrigas. So therefore, the pshat in the Awanisim, according to this parish, is that first we thank Hashem for the chuas, that we won the war. Theoretically, there could have been a miracle, could have been like Kriyas Yamsuf, it could have been Shalobi Derech HaTeva, could have been Kleistro stood there and did nothing, and we could have had a chua. But Hashem did another chesed, it was our milchamas. Klai Yisrael themselves had to go to war. And through that, they reached a much higher madrega. Through the fact that they went ahead with Mesiras Nefesh, they were ready to fight, to stand up for what's right. That itself, going to war for what's right, brings one to a much higher madrega. The question is, how do we go ahead today and go to war to reach these higher madregas? So I really heard this from a previous Gedolim, that in the previous generations, they perhaps had it much easier. It was so difficult to learn. You know, I don't remember exactly the number of years, but approximately 30 years ago, I was at a Chanukah Mesiva. It was a Motzoi Shabbos, really, at a house of one of the Gedolim Dor, Rav Zaitchik Zatzal. He was making a Sudas Hodah. And it was on Chanukah. It was Parshas Mikates. Parshas. So there's a sefer he wrote called Amoris HaGedolim. So in the beginning of the sefer, they talk about his own personal history. And they basically say that he left home around 13 years old. I don't know if he ever saw his parents again. He left home because in those days it was very hard to travel. He had to get the money to pay for traveling was extremely difficult. He finally got the money, he left home. He came to yeshiva. He says, the yeshiva in those days did not serve food. They didn't have food, they had a kitchen. What they did is they got fat people in the village to sponsor, that they would give food to a boy. The boy would come to their house and they would give him some food. I think it was probably just one meal a day. So he came to the yeshiva, and the yeshiva did not have enough meal, enough people in the village to sponsor for all the yeshiva bachrim. So every Friday he did not have anything to eat. No one. Every Tuesday and Wednesday he didn't have anything to eat. So 3 days a week of every week he fasted because there was no one to give him food. He said there was one year that Rosh Hashanah came out, let me see if I find it here. Rosh Hashanah came out, Yom Kippur came out on Shabbos. So therefore, comes out Sunday with some Gedaliah, so he has to fast, even though that was one of his days of eating, some Gedaliah. Okay. Monday he had a day. Tuesday and Wednesday, he never had food, so he had a fast. Friday, he had a fast because he never got food. Yom Kippur, he has to fast, even though he's supposed to get food on Shabbos. And then for Shabbos meal, his Shabbos meal, he said he had to walk some incredible far distance to get the food. By the time he got there, meal saw Yom Kippur, the other people went to sleep already. So he barely got food there. So it comes out on this one week, he basically fasted 5 days. Every week, normally he fasted 3 days every week. This week he fasted 5 days. So that was in the, not such a long time ago. I said, I used to learn by his Rav Zaitchik, the Hirish Shmuzim. I was at his Hanukkah Mesiba. So not so long ago, that was the normal way of yeshiva. You wanted to come to yeshiva, you had to expect that there's no food. Maybe, okay, you'll be lucky. You'll get half the week. Four out of 7 days a week, you'll get food, if you're lucky. So then there was Mesiras Nefesh. So the people, perhaps in Europe, it's so difficult to learn, so difficult to do mitzvahs, so they had milchamas every day, so they grew. And really the people in Europe, this was a known thing, that almost every person in Europe that learned in yeshiva became a tremendous gadol. Because of the difficulty, the Mesiras Nefesh, the milchama. Now we're in America, we have this amazing gashmias, right? The yeshiva, amazing gashmias, I'm sure everyone notices. Right, they have the entree. I was reading it. Not only do we have potato latkes, we have crispy fried potato latkes. Right, we have the mamish. It's a amazing gashmias. So the question is, where is the Mesiras Nefesh? How are we going to have a milchama to grow? Right, we just got finished saying that the way a person grows is by fighting a milchama. That's how you quickly move up to become a general. So how are you people going to become generals? Right? The gashmias is too easy. So Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu was nice to you people, and he gave you your own milchama. Right? Today there's a milchama, which I have to admit did not have that same milchama in my day, that we have modern technology, and it's a real milchama. So you guys are lucky, right? You are lucky. You have a milchama. You have to thank Hashem. You say, Awa Nisim, and you say, Awa Milchamas, you should say, oh, Baruch Hashem, we have this milchama, the milchama of technology and everything else, and we have the ability to grow by overcoming that milchama. And Baruch Hashem, so many guys, so many guys either gave in their phones, not have phones. So many people, even if the people didn't give in their phones, they put the filters on their phones. So the guys are rising up to the milchama. And it's something that we should feel so happy about, because it's not just that we pass the milchama. By passing the milchama, it's the opportunity, it's the way we become generals. It's the way we reach godliness. It's a shortcut. There's a shortcut. Instead of having to stay in the school, in the yeshiva, and go slowly, step by step. When you have a milchama, we can quickly speed up and reach the highest madregas. So we come to Hanukkah, and we thank Hashem for the Mochamas, and we thank Hashem for the also for the Nisim, and we end up saying, Bayamim Ahem Bazman Azer, as Simcha Zisrael says, it means to say that it doesn't just happen in the time of the Chashmonaim, it happens Bazman Azer, and we have in Bazman Azer our own Milchamas and our own Nisim, and there should be a tremendous Hakaras Hatov that we were Zeicha to have the Chuos to pass, to win the Milchamas, and thereby reach the highest madregas that we can reach in Ruchnius.